Alice in Wonderland. You know what the issue is with this world? Everyone wants some magical solution to their problem, and everyone refuses to believe in magic.
Please state your name for the record.
Ty Byman.
Are you the head of the Temple of Contemplative Science?
That's right.
Thank you, Mr. Byman. Would you please tell us when you founded the Temple of Contemplative Science?
Of course. It was June 1976.
And how did you come to found this organization?
Well, I started the practice of meditation when I was 26 years old. And meditation opened my eyes to every problem I've ever faced and every solution I've ever needed. More than that, it made clear to me that the problems I thought I faced were not my real problems. All of us suffer from this. By identifying the real problems, we can solve the real problems.
What do you mean by real problems?
Well, I was professionally unsuccessful. And I believed, as did partners and family, that I was unambitious. You know, lazy. The truth is I was unfocused. I couldn't choose a path, so I couldn't go down one. When I realized that lack of focus was the root of my problem, I was able to find focus through meditation. And ambition, energy, success, whatever, it all followed. Similarly, I used to be accused of being selfish. But I realized selfishness wasn't the core. My problem was fearfulness. I was afraid of not having enough. When I let go of that fear, generosity followed. Supreme generosity.
There's a lot of talk about trauma in your doctrine.
Yes. We all suffer from traumas and respond to our resurfacing traumas in different ways. My way was through anger. I thought I had an anger problem. It was the way I channeled my reactions to everyday traumas, minuscule or large or whatever. And when I realized that I was reacting to traumas that live within me, I focused on healing them. I practiced very hard. And as I healed, my anger diminished and eventually vanished. I never feel angry now.
Objection. Narrative.
Ty Byman's personal experience is the root of TCS's belief system.
Overruled. But keep your questions specific, Mr. Rhodes.
I understand, Your Honor. Mr. Byman, did you invent a new form of meditation?
No, I didn't. I haven't invented anything. I discovered a new form of meditation.
What form is that?
Contemplative science, as I had to give it a name. But as it's meant to help as many people as possible, organically, I tried not to brand it. To do so would be to appropriate, you know, something I found, not something that's mine.
What makes contemplative science different than every other form of meditation?
It takes us deeper inward. By going deeper inside ourselves, we can heal. We can establish true oneness.
How do you characterize oneness?
A state of being one with other practitioners and the universe as a whole. One whole collected being.
What is the tapestry?
It's a metaphor I use to describe oneness. To describe our collective spiritual togetherness.
What happens when a person leaves the tapestry?
It's sad. And it's harmful to others.
How is it harmful?
Well, it discourages new and existing practitioners. It tears apart families and friends. And it leaves a sad void for every person who felt that oneness with him or her. I personally have had close friends leave the union. And it's painful. I felt their departure in my heart. and I miss them. And when that happens, focus can wane, resulting in a derailment from TCS's purpose to unify the world through healing meditation. It's very disruptive.
Has a person's departure from the group ever resulted in war or a natural disaster?
No. Not to my knowledge.
Has your group ever taught TCS members that a person's departure has resulted in war or natural disaster?
No, I don't believe so. If that was a belief within my group, I feel confident someone would have told me.
Are you aware that some ex-members have made statements to that effect?
I recently became aware of that, yes.
Do you know what would motivate a person to make such a claim, if it isn't true?
I imagine they're either embittered for some reason or possibly confused.
Objection. Speculation.
Sustained.
You employ people with TCS, is that right?
Yes. We have over 1,800 staff members at the moment.
And do you abide by state and national labor laws, safety regulations, and wage rights?
Of course.
Thank you, Ty Byman. Are you aware that people have described TCS as a cult?
Unfortunately, yes.
Is it a cult?
It is not a cult. It has a unifying purpose. We preach togetherness and peace. We preach love, forgiveness, and acceptance. We want to increase in size because we believe that spreading our word benefits mankind. We believe the world would be a better place if we all practiced meditation together.
Is TCS a religion?
Yes. We share a special spiritual view of the world.
Do your members believe in a God?
They believe in anything they choose.
Do they consider you a God?
No. I am a guide, not a God.
And what makes you uniquely qualified to guide?
Nothing. Except, I'm the first person to either discover the depth of meditation or to bring that discovery to public consciousness.
Okay. Did you know Kyle Adams?
Yes, I knew him well.
What was your relationship?
I met him at his first meditation retreat. I was the organizer and meditation guide. I used to do all the retreats back during the first few years of TCS. I still try to do them whenever I can. Kyle had a tremendous discipline. I noticed something keen in him right away. He joined staff, and I watched him climb the ranks of our organization very quickly.
What was your opinion of Kyle Adams?
I liked him. I came to trust him and rely on him. I entrusted him with a lot of responsibility, and he never disappointed. Anytime I was in Florida, we attended the same meetings. Also, I always considered him a friend.
Did you have any personal contact with him outside the temple?
I'm never outside the temple.
Do you know the defendant, Lola Adams?
Yes. I remember her first retreat as well. I was very pleased when Kyle met a practitioner and fell in love. I attended their wedding. Lola was a devoted member, although she could be, passionate in her unwavering belief.
Would you please expand on that?
She was emotional and zealous. And those qualities shone through in meetings about recruitment or fundraising or whatever.
How did they shine through?
She would pound her fists on tables. She would raise her voice. She would sometimes even weep. She struck me as a very sweet, you know, possibly erratic person. And whenever those traits would surface, I'd speak to Kyle about her need to meditate more. When disproportionate emotions arise, those are signs of unresolved trauma. The only thing that can heal is meditation.
You describe Lola Adams as erratic.
Yes.
I see. Was there a time in which you became aware of Kyle Adams' intention to leave TCS?
Yes.
How did you become aware of this?
I received a voicemail and several emails pertaining to that issue.
Do you feel that the issue warranted several emails?
Yes, I do. Kyle was a close and long-standing member. He was in our union, our family. And we believe that when a person leaves our union, our tapestry, or our group, whatever you want to call it, not only does that rupture our oneness, but it does that person the greatest disservice of all. We have the answers to a peaceful and contented life. Outside the temple, there's greed, remorse, and destruction. Within the temple, there's safety, calm, and an ever-flowing healing force. I take every member's departure seriously. I wanted Kyle to stay because, as a member and a human, I cared about him.
What did you do upon learning of his intention?
I wrote Lola an email.
Is that the email? On the screen?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Will you please read the illuminated portion?
It's a sad observation to make, but it would be a lesser tragedy for Kyle to become physically ill than mentally ill. Injury, disease, death affect only oneself, but departure from TCS wounds all.
Was that a veiled message for Lola to injure, make ill, or kill Kyle Adams?
Oh, of course not. I only meant that, through my observations, it is less harmful to others when a member endures a physical problem as opposed to a psychological problem.
What made you think Kyle was suffering from a psychological problem?
If anyone goes through the process of our meditation, experiences the benefits, and devotes their life to this practice, only to turn around on one weekend and think everything they'd believed was evil. Yes, to me that sounds like a psychological issue.
That's your opinion.
That was my opinion.
How did you learn about Kyle's death?
I received a message telling me I had to call the Gainesville office, that it was urgent. I called as soon as I could and was informed what had happened.
Did it come as a surprise to you?
A shock. I felt gutted.
Did you fly to Gainesville?
I thought about it. I was intending to from the outset. But on further meditation, I decided it wasn't in the union's best interest for me to go. I was needed elsewhere.
Did the temple stand behind Lola in the aftermath of her killing?
Well, at first we counseled her to meditate, which is what we know. What we know heals. But after her appalling crime, she distanced herself from the practice. And we knew then she was lost. We could endanger the union by continued involvement with her. We pulled back to preserve what was left.
Do you feel responsible for Kyle Adams' death?
Of course not. I didn't do anything.
Do you feel the TCS is responsible for Kyle Adams' death?
It is not. Despite any scapegoating we've endured lately, TCS is a peaceful organization made to enhance lives and heal pain. I'm proud of it and everything we've done.
Good afternoon, Mr. Byman.
Good afternoon.
You stated that TCS is made to enhance lives and heal pain. Is it also meant to profit?
It is not.
Is it true you own a beach house in Laguna Beach, California, and a horse ranch in New Mexico?
There are no horses at my ranch in New Mexico. But yes, I do own two properties. I use them to...
I only asked if you owned them. Thank you. Is it true you own four vehicles, including a Mercedes Cabriolet?
One of those is a van used exclusively to...
Thank you. How many times have you traveled internationally this year?
I don't know offhand.
We'll give you a minute.
Seven.
Where did you go?
Objection. Relevance.
Overruled.
Japan. Costa Rica. Greece, Iceland. Panama, El Salvador. And Mexico.
Was your travel paid for with TCS funds?
They were work excursions. We were recruiting and scouting future temple locations.
Recruiting in Iceland?
Yes.
No more populous areas than that?
Objection. Argumentative.
Withdrawn. Ty Byman, do you recognize this response for a request for orders in Jacksonville Family Court, December 17th, 1973?
Yes.
Could you please read the highlighted portion from your own declaration?
I did not intentionally lock Carrie in the closet. She was in the closet when I accidentally closed the door and found myself unable to locate the key for several minutes.
Thank you. Could you please turn the page and read the next highlighted portion?
I was gesticulating with my arm when I inadvertently dislodged the remote from my hand, which landed on Carrie.
That's Carrie Creed, the mother of your children, isn't it?
Yes.
And in those papers, you admit to locking her in a closet, accidentally, and throwing a remote at her, accidentally. Is that correct?
That's what I admit in these papers, but I have to explain.
I only asked for a yes or no, Mr. Byman.
I was going to say they weren't accidents.
Continue.
Objection. Form.
Overruled.
I filed that fraudulent paperwork when I was a different person. My name was John Creed. And I was a manipulative louse. I was unfair to my children and the mother of my children. I failed them in many ways. Role modeling, financial neglect, emotional neglect, and more, many more things. I am so deeply grateful that I've made amends with them since finding my purpose and growing into a better person through meditation and the work of TCS.
So, to make sure I understand, you're admitting to wounding and trapping your ex, then changing your identity and founding a religion.
No, I only changed my name. I chose the name Ty Byman, which means greatly honored. I'm greatly honored to be the messenger for the form of meditation that will transform this world.
If the saving grace of this planet is your own form of meditation, contemplative science, Why do you invite new recruits to study the already known meta-meditation, otherwise known as loving-kindness meditation?
Because that's the way I started. That's the way I believe one needs to progress.
I see. And how much does an average member donate to the temple over the course of their involvement?
I don't have those figures.
Would you consider it to be in excess of $50,000?
I don't have those figures. And I don't believe anyone does. Donations are always made anonymously.
You mean temple staff doesn't know who has donated and how much?
No, those figures aren't recorded. I wouldn't know.
Mr. Byman, is TCS ever the target of bad press?
Yes.
Of what kind?
Of the kind some people have made false claims about our practices. And when negativity like that is made public, the press would much rather report it than report our good works.
Who has made false claims?
There are a few individuals who left the temple under troubling circumstances, and they went on to say very offensive and very untrue things about us.
Is Pamela Need one of those individuals?
Yes. She spearheaded fundraising efforts for a new location we were building in Los Angeles. My understanding is there was some confusion about the direction of certain funds, and Pamela left. She went on to say a lot of nasty things about us. False claims about labor violations, etc. Our employment history is impeccable.
Anyone else?
Leroy Marks. He was a friend and staff member in Boulder, Colorado. My understanding of that case is that he refused to commit the time and focus to daily meditation. So rather than enriching the group, he was a detriment. He was asked to leave. And now he runs a vindictive blog about what he says we say and do. I believe him to be just an angry soul, and I wish we could have helped him heal all of his traumas.
So is it fair to conclude, then, that bad press about TCS stems from ex-members?
Yes. I suppose that's true.
Would you consider this an incentive to prevent members from leaving?
We don't prevent people from leaving.
I know you don't hold doors shut, Mr. Byman, but do you discourage people from leaving through fear or by using coercive tactics like threats?
No.
How do you respond to two signed affidavits from ex-members stating TCS attributed the war in Darfur to a member leaving?
I would respond by saying, one, I'm confused at how such a strange pair of narratives come to match. And two, I'm deeply saddened that either found it necessary to spread lies about an organization that only ever tried to help them.
As a man of peace, why would you rather Kyle Adams be dead than mentally ill?
Because I am a man of peace. Death comes. We mourn. And we move on. Mental illness can infect others.
Oh. Can it?
Not mental illness of the type we most used to, but the type that makes a person lose faith and turn others against their own faiths.
Have you seen that before?
Yes. In other ex-members who went on to leave TCS and lead angry, unfulfilling lives. They can pull people, other union members, with them, causing further disruption to their own health and the TCS family that loved them. I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
But you would wish death.
I didn't wish death. I was only attempting to sympathize with Lola, with what she was going through.
That's a hell of a way to sympathize. Withdrawn. Withdrawn.
Move the strike, Your Honor.
So ordered.
Ty Byman, if you were so ready to sympathize with Lola, why did you never visit her after she was taken to jail?
Well, that was shocking for all of us. I didn't... Kyle was a member, too.
Ex-member.
And my friend.
So you were angry at Lola? For taking your friend?
No. I haven't been angry in many years. It wasn't anger I felt. In TCS, we approach every obstacle with acceptance.
Meaning you met the news of Kyle's death with acceptance?
Yes.
Is that because you expected the news?
No.
Ty Byman, is it true that your followers pledge their lifelong commitment to the cause of TCS?
I'm proud to say yes. We are all lifelong practitioners.
And do they pledge their allegiance to you?
I'm not a deity. It's the meditation they're faithful to, not me.
Really? How often do you meditate a day?
6 hours.
6 hours.
I mean, it would be more, but I try to devote as much time as possible to sharing our message and speaking to those already practicing.
So you devote as much time as possible to the temple?
Yes.
And as much mental and physical energy as possible to the temple?
Yes.
Is your word the very highest in your organization?
Yes.
And do followers do everything you say?
No. Certainly not everything I say.
Can you think of an example of a practicing member doing something against your direction?
Recently I wanted to plan a voyage to Turkey. But I was told political pressures made that choice suboptimal.
I wouldn't call that going against your direction, Mr. Byman. Can you think of any time in the 40 years you've been head of the temple that a person disagreed with you and or went against your direction?
Oh, I'm sure there are hundreds. Can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Do you give directions to followers every day?
Yes. I give guidance to practitioners and direction to staff.
And it's followed?
Yes.
What did you mean when you told Mr. Rhodes that you never leave the temple?
I meant that I can't leave the temple because I am the temple.
And your followers pledge their allegiance to the temple.
Previously, when we were going over some prior testimony, when we were going through everything, kind of, we first focused on the initial background of Ty Byman, and there was this question of did this guy change, and whether or not we were convinced of that, and we decided that the guy was a scumbag. But I think that that was kind of a little bit disingenuous, and that's probably my fault. I think it's important for us to actually determine whether or not that we're being asked this guy's not on trial, all right? Ty Byman's not on trial. It's Lola Adams that's on trial. We got to focus on that. But do we think that Ty Byman is sane? I mean, when you were listening to that testimony, how did you, and we can go through it,
to
now
claim that
as well.
The temple?
I mean,
sounded like a politician.
Yeah.
I'd like to go. I'd actually like to try to go through us one by one and get our reactions to a better discussion of Ty, not scumbag. I want a question of sanity. And Francis, I'm going to start with you.
Well, look, I have a couple of quotes from that I remember.
Ty.
Huh?
From Mr. Ty.
That's right. Truly. I do. You know, they believe in anything they choose. Like, that describes literally, it doesn't matter what he said, that describes anybody on this planet. Anybody chooses to believe something. So, I don't know that why he said that. Another thing
he
said,
I think that goes back to what Vaughn said, it's like a politician.
Yeah, they believe anything they want to believe. Well, no fucking duh, like that's every single person on the planet. That is every person on the planet. So, the next thing was, never outside the temple. So he's, what, never outside himself? That makes no sense. I had no idea what he meant about that. And then he also was talking about how Lola was erratic and, you know, disproportionate emotions or whatever he said. That just blows my mind. I don't understand that. It sounded like a psychological issue.
Well, to be fair, remember, there is some testimony with respect to the fact that Lola's ex-husband also talked about her being erratic, but let's not forget that her ex-husband was actually a witness for the defense. But Campbell, what were your thoughts and reactions about this man's sanity?
I think he is sharp as can be. I don't think he's insane at all.
Okay, that's good.
I think
go there.
He's a shaman, a con man who logged on to something, and he totally to me backs up everything that Stella said. Mm. When she gave us ideas of how cults function, mm-hmm. the process they go to indoctrinate people, mm-hmm. that's exactly what he does.
Yeah.
He claims to have invented this. He didn't invent it. He's just a charismatic person.
Do you think he's reasonable?
Oh, yes. I think he's totally reasonable. But what bothers me is he's preaching all this love and all of this caring and all of this oneness, none of which is his own idea, of course. Not a thing.
Yeah, it's been taught before in other religions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I am the temple. And
yeah,
of course
Christianity,
he's never outside of the temple because
everything.
He's saying he is the temple. Mm-hmm. But what bothers me is how quickly he turns on Lola.
Mm.
And that kind of bothers
me. She did kill one of his friends.
She killed one of his friends, but she was believing the things that he taught her.
Yeah.
And there should have been some compassion. He shows not one ounce of compassion.
And he was kind of weird about Kyle, too. Even the way he talked about Kyle, I thought was kind of weird. He's like, yeah, like, Kyle's my friend.
Until he turns on
it sounded like
he's
he was betrayed by Kyle.
Friend.
Yeah,
he's actively distancing himself.
Yes.
I think by calling Lola erratic, that's him creating a defense for himself.
Oh, yeah.
He's
trying
to create distance because for me, what he did was he sent the email. He basically cut the rope on her. He may as well have handed her a loaded
He's
gun.
Not taking any blame.
No,
yeah.
not
He's distancing himself.
Yeah, completely. Exactly.
He's taking the
Not my
seat.
Fault.
Yeah, totally.
Not my fault. She chose to believe something else entirely than what I was saying.
Because this is a man who had seen kind of failure and, you know, he even described it himself. He was selfish. He was fearful. He's then built up this successful thing, for me, motivated by money. I know we discussed that before.
Right.
That was why he was so interested in the will and he let somebody leave the cult and go against all the rules. So
right.
he's created this business, essentially. He's created a following. He's somebody who's called himself after greatly honored. Who titles themselves like that? If you
the
don't
president,
have
I think,
complex.
Probably has at some point or another.
I think but Trump called himself that
do,
once.
Do you think, but do you think the whole I am the temple thing, do you think that's something that a sane man, a reasonable sane man would say?
I think it kind of resonates with what we were
religions.
Saying about Lola. It's
well,
like she believes what she was saying. I think he believes his own
Yeah,
I think
wait a second.
He
because
just
he's
like,
insane.
Are we talking
he
about?
He just likes
here.
To smell
Not
his smell.
Basically,
Who,
he's
no, whose reality are we talking about here? what reality are we living in right now?
Francis,
which one?
Francis, we're talking about we're talking about Ty.
So it could be a skewed reality. He never is outside the temple.
No.
So it has nothing. If you don't know something outside of your own reality,
you're insane.
Then how the, yeah.
Oh, he knows
think
everything.
About it.
He
think
knows
about it.
I think he's just I think he's very smart and cocky.
He's an extremely intelligent human being that knows how to work the system.
He's calculated.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And I know we're not supposed to smoke.
He has delusions of grandeur because he's got people.
But is that a good thing or bad thing?
Well, I know, but
Van, is he sane?
No.
I already had this phrase in mind, and Campbell just said it.
Delusions
of grandeur. I am the temple.
Yeah, in your reality
means one who's respect. Oh, my reality. No. I'm quoting him.
Right. I'm
quoting
saying him. In his reality, it's not delusions of grandeur.
I think we're all saying the same thing here.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if we are. Well, I think he's insane. I don't think he's a reasonable person. Whatever he believes is not reasonable. That's what I'm saying.
It's not reasonable to infiltrate somebody's mind with all these ideas and then step away when he's
he definitely
got
some.
Oh, that sounds like
action.
That sounds like
what
every.
What was that, Shane? What was that, Shane?
He's a phony.
What'd you say?
He definitely has some cuckoo thoughts. There's no way this guy's like totally 100%.
He's got the god
sane.
Mentality.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
not.
He's
definitely
phony.
Not.
He's a phony.
He's a total phony.
He's a crazy phony.
And I know we're not supposed to focus on whether he's a scum or not, but he's a scum.
I think he's very clever.
I think he actually believes, kind of going back to what Francis said, I do actually think he believes he's the temple. That's his reality. It's an insane, unreasonable reality.
He's at the top.
I kind of think
the temple because he created
here's him
this
up
temple.
Here at the top, and every other thing else underneath is the pyramid. That's
I kind
of
think he has this
the
like
the structure.
This I don't want to call it alter ego, but I think he really does believe he is the, you know, the son of Christ or whatever you want to call
too.
It.
Me too.
The God of TCS.
I agree with you 100%.
No, I really, but I also think to agree with Campbell, I also think this dude knows he's blown smoke out of his ass, and every once in a while he's like, you know what? I'm going to go take my Mercedes to Dubai, and I'm going to fucking get a snow leopard and chill over there for a little bit because these bitches at the temple are kind of crazy. So I think he has kind of a contrast between the two.
I'm glad you said that. These bitches at the temple are kind of crazy. They're kind of unreasonable.
Oh, we've always said they're unreasonable and crazy.
And possibly erratic.
But it's not about that. It's about this kind of...
Actually, it is.
Yeah, that's it's about this crazy world that they've created.
Bringing everything all back and bringing everything all back into focus.
Where they allow this kind of, you know, if you want to call Lola...
Did Lola reasonably believe something was going to actually...
In an unreasonable
harm?
Belief.
Yes, she did.
And he said no.
You just said no.
And also...
What do you mean I said no?
No.
You literally just talked about how in an unreasonable world or an unreasonable reality...
Because we've all already agreed that this is not reasonable to us.
Right, so...
But it's not about us. It literally says in the statue, it's about what they believe, y'all.
Yeah.
It's not about us. It's not about us.
If any one of us was at a low point in our life, do you think, and some people came around and said, come and meditate, here's some ideas, it'll make you feel good, and it did make you feel good, do you think you could be...
I mean, I'd say yes to them. I don't think I'd say yes to Ty.
Ty's
a piece of shit. I could never say yes to him. That man, the way he scoffs at himself when he's talking, I'm like, oh my God.
Also, what about the lack of paper trail in regards to all the money?
The money.
He doesn't record donations.
So
that's him.
That's
what's
weird.
He's up to something.
It's a business. Tax write-off.
We already decided that the guy was a scumbag. What we needed to decide when we were on top of that was what he was crazy. I do believe the guy is a scumbag. I do think he's crazy, but you know what? I don't think crazy people have reasonable, rational beliefs. And the tapestry is not believable. Him being a temple is not believable. Oh. Killing your husband because it's going to stop a tsunami is unreasonable.
Well, I think he knows what he's doing.
How about sending an email that suggests kind of how a vulnerable person under a lot of pressure should then act? Because that's what that email did.
You said a very important word.
It was a good
vulnerable.
Hook.
And I think he's very calculated. Vulnerable. I think he's so.
I agree she was vulnerable. I agree with you.
That's people. Yeah.
I don't want you guys to think that I have no sympathy for Lola. I do. I do think she's vulnerable. I listen. Marriage is not easy.
I think she
failed at one.
A chess piece in his game. That's all it is.
Well, what
he
about
never told her to kill Kyle. We already decided.
Well, he
that.
Never said that on testimony. But we've also heard from Pamela and other people who have left that they have too. Also heard the same things.
There was no directive. We already decided there was no directive.
We already said that indirectly she was influenced by it.
That's fair.
You guys agree. That's true. I said I wasn't sure, and I'm going to tell you that I think Ty is he's a crazy, crazy person. So can I, let me ask you guys.
It's smart to be crazy. Let's just Wait, go, Alex, let's go. Asking all the questions. Let me ask you. Totally.
Would you have followed him? Could you be influenced by him?
I've said before that I completely understand why Lola joined the cult, but I think that calling, writing off Ty as crazy is the opposite. I think we've got to realize how manipulative and clever he is.
Yeah. Okay.
Even the fact he's distancing himself by not going to her after this crisis had happened. The highest person in his church had been killed or assassinated or whatever.
Well, one of the highest. He wasn't the highest.
Right. So. He's got crisis people in place to deal with that, but he himself wouldn't attend because he knew that this was potentially the undoing of this creation that he's built to give him purpose, to give him validation, to give him money. And so he's creating this distance from the beginning because he knows he's culpable. He knew what he was doing by sending that email.
I mean, and think about how tripped up he got when he was talking about his houses and his vehicles, and he had to have, like, that was the only thing.
He has an answer for everything.
Sounds like
that was actually the only thing I felt like he didn't have an answer for, because he was, like, especially when she was talking about his houses, he was like, well, those are for, I mean, he knew he had the answer for the van. But he couldn't say anything about the three other vehicles or the houses. Like, I think, I mean, I personally was extremely shocked when I heard he had a house in Laguna Beach. Are you kidding me? A house in Laguna Beach does not start anywhere below $1 million.
Yeah. I don't know about real estate in Laguna Beach. I mean, I know, Florida real estate, so, you know,
I go to LA every once in a while.
But I agree, the last thing we should call him is crazy.
No, I think he's calculated beyond belief.
I think he's batshit crazy.
How about this?
He wants us to think he's crazy.
How about this?
He wants us to think he's crazy.
How about in our reality inside this room right now, we consider him crazy?
No. Okay.
No.
But no, yes. I don't believe
I agree with that.
I think he wants us to be that.
I'm with Francis on that.
Well, let me explain, and I'll tell you a story.
He wants to play the hippy-dippy card.
That's
he's
fair.
Not. He's yeah. a calculated
he wants
businessman.
To be like,
he's a politician.
Okay. I just want to, you know,
that's
smoke some weed.
You guys,
that's everybody.
You guys, yeah. you guys give, Francis, let me, give Francis the floor, please.
Let me tell
please.
You a story. Let me tell you a story. Bob and Jan, they're friends of mine. They went to Maui. They got roped into a timeshare thing. They didn't know it was a timeshare thing.
And they've done that.
Some people have, right?
Yep.
When they found out.
This is Florida.
They will get you.
That's right. But they were in Maui. I don't know why they decided not to go to the Caribbean or whatever, but they went to Maui instead. They're telling me this story. So when they found out what it was, they left immediately. But they told me about how good they made them feel, how they, you know, how kind they were, how they made them feel accepted, how they got roped in. And here's the thing. Here's the point. Timeshare isn't for everyone, but it does work for a lot of people. Bob and Jan were just not those people. The point is, beliefs work for some people and others do not. It doesn't matter if the belief was reasonable or not to own a timeshare or not. It's not reasonable to believe that you have the power to control the world.
That is, I agree with him. It is not reasonable to believe for you to control the world. It is not. Nobody can have that reasonable belief.
He's never said that he controls the world.
No, he did.
We're not talking about her. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about her, the person that we're going to be deciding, her fate.
Oh. Yes, but he did say that, though. He said, Ty Byman, I've recalled myself this, greatly honored, because I want to be the meditation. I'm greatly honored to be the meditation leader that is going to transform this world.
Right, and he really
That's
thinks
why
that
he renamed
TCS
himself.
Is going to...
Yeah, I think the idea is that she believes, however erratic they may seem to us, we're all planted in her head by him at some point at one of the meditation sessions. But I've lost friends to various cults.
What about religion?
That they've been sucked
What
in.
About Christianity or Muslim or Hinduism or Islam?
It's a belief system.
Islam, I apologize. Not
but
Muslim.
And many of Islam. These destructive cults, they take
Scientology.
Everything you've got and they feed you all of this drivel.
And if you leave, what happens?
You guys, I couldn't agree more with you, but those religions are not on trial.
No,
Lola
but he
is.
Has just followed accepted formula for sucking people in.
Totally.
And
for anything.
Totally.
You want to buy this couch? This couch will make you feel great.
I didn't find him charismatic when I listened to him at all.
No.
He was creepy.
So creepy.
I want to go back to what
Campbell was methodical.
I want to go back to what Campbell was saying earlier.
Not crazy.
Lola was vulnerable. Lola was weak. Lola is erratic. We can all agree that she was in a weakened emotional state.
Yes.
He wrote an email. There was no particular directive to kill. She read it to kill her husband.
Yes.
That is as a result of somebody who is unreasonable.
Yes.
We've already agreed, though, that we felt she was influenced.
Because she's unreasonable.
Right. No, we've already agreed that in this realm that they exist in, she was influenced by Ty, and he made her believe that she had the choice to reasonably choose to kill her husband.
Which is unreasonable.
It sounds like you think that Ty is reasonable.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I personally don't, but I think, again, here's the thing, is I think he's concocted and calculated every single move that he does to make himself look batshit crazy to us. Because if we think he's crazy, then it's so much easier to dismiss than if he's a calculated con man.
That sounds like every other religion on the planet.
He's created a scapegoat in Lola so that he can step back, wash his hands of her, and he protects anybody else from leaving the cult. Because we know with all cults, leaving, spreading the word...
He even said that. They don't want people to leave because then the only people that leave are the only ones who create negative...
I'm sorry,
I forgot.
He claimed it was a religion. When he was up there, he said, "It's not a cult; it's a religion."
Oh, yeah, we've already talked about that.
It's just like anything
while ago.
Else, though.
Lola referred to it as our religion. Remember, she referred to it a lot.
Exactly.
That?
So this is my point. Yeah. If you take any other religion on the planet, and instead of TCS, if you put Christianity on the stand, if you take any other thing, and somebody who is a Christian, anybody who is a Christian or of Islam, of Catholicism, anything, any other religion on this planet, and somebody reasonably believes in their own reality or in their own religion that they're saving the world and they have to go blow up a hospital full of thousands of kids in order to save the world, on this planet, guess what? They're going to get off on this statue.
Have you made that point like 20 times?
And
it's
I'm
an important point.
It's a very, very popular case-by-case thing.
And also, too, what Catholic Church is like. You can't talk to anybody else. You got to burn all your family. You got to give us all your money. You have to live here, by the way, and work on site. I don't think that happens in Catholic, Muslim, any of that.
Maybe not indirectly.
It may with ISIS.
I just don't know how
absolutely,
you can...
Absolutely with ISIS.
Banks, what are you going to say?
Absolutely
with
ISIS.
I just don't think you can look at Ty Byman's testimony and say that he wasn't a manipulative person that's tried to wash his hands of the scapegoat he's created.
He's passing the blame.
Yes, of course.
Well, he didn't pull the trigger.
So we've decided that he's just passing blame.
He set her up and he may as well have handed her the loaded gun.
I think so, too.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point, but he's not on trial. Lola Adams is.
No, he's not on trial, but he's a big influence in her.
And other religions are not on trial here. It's one person. And we're here to determine if she reasonably believes. I don't think reasonable is the same as reasonable. Reasonably, in this case, is used as an adjective.
No, you're right.
It's an adverb.
Well, whatever it is.
That is applying to believes.
Everything that she has believed is not reasonable.
No, it is not reasonable to a reasonable man, but it's what she reasonably believes based upon the indoctrination.
So then she gets off?
Based upon the
Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying to us?
I'm saying that's what we're here to decide.
Okay, and I would like to say MS-13 has the same reasonable belief when they kill.
Next time on Deliberations, the verdict.
No matter where I leave here today, it's just my heart is in a very heavy place.
To me, that is sinister.
You also have to accept the consequences.
Deliberations is created, written, produced, directed, and edited by me, Chelsea Cox, and it proudly airs as part of the Audio Boom Network. Today's cast, jury, Rudy Salo, Kate Mullen-Wallace, J.P. Stanley, Jim Donnelly, Mark Smeltzer, and Sherry Michaels. Courtroom, Katerina Tana, Ramondo Isom, and Roy Allen as Ty Byman. On this week's jury break, we're talking to a second-generation former member of the Unification Church, or the Moonies, Lisa Cohn, who's recently penned the memoir To the Moon and Back. See you then.